Podcasting like we mean it, and we've got the mics to prove it. It's the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Admiral Amy. Welcome to the show, 43, take two.
Hey, this is Les from Zaldar's World, and you're listening to Amy and Red Boy from the Red Boy Podcast, recorded live from the cornfields of Illinois.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Good evening, Admiral Amy.
Hi, Sergeant Matt.
Yes, Amy and I. Oh, well, welcome to the Red Boy Podcast for this, the second take, day two, October 13, 2005. We attempted this last night, and Amy was actually in better spirits, but it was kind of a train wreck of a cast, so.
Was not.
It was.
It was fun.
I know.
Was no different than any other podcast we've done.
I didn't feel in control, so therefore...
You're pod fading, man.
I'm not.
Don't pod fade, man.
We need your pantyhose, Amy, to make buttercup windscreens.
Yeah, I know.
Pete's idea. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. A special welcome to the listeners coming to us from the podcast Pickle. You don't know this, Amy. Today is Thursday the 13th, but most people hear this on Friday the 14th. Which isn't a scary day, I don't think. And we will be featured. We'll be featured on the podcast Pickle as the podcast of the day.
How will that work?
We get our little picture, our little.
Did you have to pay for it?
No. Once, I did something in podcasting.
Wow.
Unlike the wonderful gear, I hope you are enjoying the premium sound quality brought to you this week by the brand new gear that has taken me probably what every bit of a week to figure out.
Yeah, you're still trying to figure it out.
But, yes, if anybody cares.
Okay, come on, let's go.
There's plenty of pain. Same thing you did last night, see?
You rushed me.
Today's show brought to you by the letter J. And no, it's not for jerk or jack off.
And the number 13.
Why 13? Because today's the 13th.
Today's the 13th.
Yes. Oh, no, we went to our insurance agent today, who we love dearly. But via a mouse stroke error. Amy was entered into the system.
I became an admiral.
Amy was admiral, and as usual, she outranked me, and I was a sergeant. So
it was
Sergeant Matt and
so
Admiral
Amy. So apropos.
So, and I checked some of our mail we got, and they don't have us on the mailing list as Admiral Amy.
I know it. I'm really kind of disappointed about that.
I thought we would get some kind of like military discount or something.
I was thinking, you know, just we'd probably move up in societal ranks or something somehow.
I have no flags or anything, so.
We have two little plebes. That live in the house.
You are the admiral of the house. There you go. Well, what do they say? Superior officer on board or on deck or something. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that sounded wonderful.
Hey, there are new mics. I'm sure it was very clear.
Yeah, it was clear. Oh, what did... I don't even have it up right now. The banter said... crisp sound.
The new mics.
Loving the new mics, kicking.
I'm not so much because I'm not used to it. It's upside down.
Okay, but nobody see this is.
They're upside down.
This is quote unquote radio. This is audio only, so they don't.
Okay, imagine this: you're talking to an upside down mic.
Have you ever watched like production studios? The mics hang from the ceiling and come down.
Oh yeah. Well, this isn't hanging.
This is a condenser mic with a large diaphragm.
Oh, is it supposed to be hanging? Are we gonna have to mount them and then have to stand when we're in the new studio?
With a dance and all that fun stuff.
And there'll be glass in between us, and you'll be going, "Come on, can you do it again?"
No, it'll be like tonight because I was having audio difficulties, and Amy's like, "I'm done. I didn't want to do this anyway." Anyway,
yeah, cool.
Keeping on. So yes, the basement is coming along. New gears here. Life is nice.
Yep. Okay, come on.
Now, Amy, since this is a take two, see how much you remember from last night. Who loves Amy?
Shelley.
Well, oh, no, that's the next time. But for now, Blue Dog Banter loves Amy. Oh. We've had the ongoing disputes with the banter about everything under the sun. But every time there's something about us, Amy's the one who understands where they're coming from and understands them. And I'm just the idiot. And you agree, right? On to the next topic. You can speak. It's okay.
I had all my good material last night.
Well, then, okay.
What? No, all my good material. I can't reproduce it. All I can't be spontaneous.
Did you listen to it back? It wasn't that good. But nobody said the last 42 shows have been that good either.
I was going to say, I've never really thought any of our shows are that good. And somebody's watching us just turned around and looked at us.
Where were they? Across the street?
No, he was walking on the sidewalk and he turned around and he was like, what the heck are they doing in there?
Hey, well, podcast?
Okay, well, podcast. No, we're not going to invite people to the street to podcast.
He's probably one of the 121 sexual deviants that live in our community.
Okay, now everybody's going to think we live in the ghettos of the cornfield.
No, because if you're in New Orleans, there's 4,500 displaced sexual deviants.
Nothing worse than a displaced sexual deviant.
That have been rampantly placed all through the United States, and we have no idea where they are, and there's no way to track them.
You're right. You did the same thing last night, and so I guess it wouldn't have mattered, would it? Our friends at Borderline.
Yes.
Are marketing our podcast since I've been forbade to go. I wasn't forbade.
You weren't. You were just the state...
That company I work for.
That company you work for said...
They saw through my thinly veiled...
Yes, and then I did the happy dance. Ha ha, ha ha, you can't go.
So Danielle over at Borderline will
be... So now you have to go to Miami.
Yeah, I'll be in Miami. No podcast convention in Miami, but... Danielle over at the Borderline podcast will be sporting a Red Boy podcast shirt.
That'll be nice. Hope she wears it during the day. And doesn't use it as a night shirt.
Like you do all the stuff I buy you. So
it'll be like that, you know, that the heart walk, you know, yeah. T-shirts and the
geek T-shirt I bought you. You wore it in public a couple times.
I wore that one. You Amy bought it a size too small, so it looked like I was real busty and everything. So yeah, I didn't wear it too often.
Oh, Amy. Anyway, so yes, thank you, Danielle, for wearing the shirt. And we have to try the drink recipe. They have a fall, like, holiday-ish drink recipe.
I'll be having me some cider this weekend.
With some hot damn.
It'll be spiked.
Mommy drinks because you cry. We had some...
I don't understand what that means. I don't.
I think it's from...
You always say that.
I think it's from Mommy Dearest.
No.
We had a little debate, if you would call it that, from our last show regarding cell phone usage.
Yes.
And we had quite a feedback.
Well, some of quite the feedback. We had two responses.
Well, we had four, technically, if I had to listen to Aaron. Jaron and Ennie, as I like to call them, at the big show.
Uh-huh.
It's 3-1 in your favor.
Yeah.
Tommy boy.
This does not surprise me.
Tommy, Aussie Tom from Australia, agrees with me. He says, I don't know about the rest of the planet, but I am perfectly capable of talking on my phone and paying the cashier at the same time.
Okay, you know, I did this last night and had a really big rant. But tonight, I'm just going to just respectfully tell you why. It has nothing to do with your abilities to be able to hand the cashier the money. What it has to deal with is respecting your fellow human being. Why can't you just respect? You need to show respect to everyone.
Why can't the world multitask?
No. You know what? Slow down and quit thinking you're so important. Because you know what?
I'm not, but if I... You know,
no, you're really not. You're not
okay,
that
so next
important.
Time I'm on the phone yes. and I'm in somewhere and you're talking to me, I'm going to say, you know what? I have to go. I'm paying the cashier.
That would be fine.
Oh, okay. We'll see. That'll be our little
test. Who knows if you'll even be there? You just lie to me anyway. So the whole thing is, I don't mind like a little chirp because we have little chirpy phones. And if I need to find out, do we need cheese? Yes, we need cheese.
We have to catch more mice.
Okay. Do I need to hear about Sally walking through the aisles going, well, you know, well, this weekend we're going to be just, you know what? Quit rambling. Get your shopping done. Get out of the way so that us who are trying to get our shopping done in a timely manner. can get things done.
Well, Aaron had a guy in the restroom who actually was...
Yeah, okay, that's just disgusting.
I do have to agree with the... Well, and he actually flushed the toilet twice, so the people he was talking to, or those, that person was talking to, would know he was in the bathroom. I do not agree with the talking... That's a whole nother topic, toilet talk.
Okay, you know what? But anyways, I just think it is disrespectful.
Well,
to constantly
Aaron,
be using
Jenny,
your...
and Shelley all agree with
well,
you.
Well, I would like to thank them.
Yes. So apparently, Tommy boy...
And I would have to say...
Tommy and I are in the minority. Oh, and...
The majority of our lurkers probably agree with me,
there
too.
There you go. Come on.
I'm just... I'm taking all of them.
Lurkers of the world, unite. Help me. Or help Amy. Whoever you choose. But on the topic of Tom... Aussie Tom, as we call him. Aaron thought that was a little too non-PC, so he calls him Australian Tom.
Tom calls himself Aussie Tom, so...
I know, we just can't... But you know what Jenny calls him?
What?
Sexy Tom.
Well, his little teeny tiny little picture on the...
Well, she's the, more after the Skype thing? She just likes the accent.
Oh.
What was one of our words from last week? Was,
men in uniform and men with accents, I would have to say, are the top.
I'm a big fan of men without hats.
I'm fond of bald men. That's what I'm fond of.
Well, how convenient for you. You happen to be married to one. Works out well now, doesn't it? I'm not going to say what I'm fond of.
Yeah, you better not.
No, that would land me in a heap load of trouble.
Be smacking that head of yours in a minute.
Whoop. Where do you want to go from here, Amy? We can do a
I don't know, because I really didn't think we needed to redo this cast, so...
We did. It was going bad. Worse than this.
Really? Okay,
it.
Well, let's continue on, please.
You know what? Would you like to hear... We got a, speaking of 5 minutes ago, Blue Dog Banter.
Yeah.
And I keep wanting to call him Dr. Bill.
No, it's just Bill.
It's just Bill.
Dr. Phil's brother.
Dr. Phil's brother, Bill. Calls in to the banter every once in a while. And he's been trying to help with some problems here and there. And he called us. So we're going to have to respond to him, too. But here's what Mr. Bill, I guess, would be probably the appropriate term. Mr. Bill of Dr. Phil fame had to say.
Hello, Red Boy and Absolute Amy. This is Bill calling from over at the Blue Dog Banter Show. Of course, the fellows there refer to me as Dr. Bill, but that is in error. I am not a doctor. Sweet, I am brother of Dr. Phil, who is in fact a doctor, but I am not. At any rate, as you are probably aware, I do help the fellas out with counseling issues and relationships and those sorts of things from time to time. I was listening to your latest show and heard that it seems there is some tension in your relationship over Red Boy's use of his cell phone in public, especially when the two of you are out in a dating situation. And I want to offer my assistance. If I can be of any help, please give me a call. You can reach me at 206-203-BILL. That's 206-203-2455. And maybe we could talk about that over at the Blue Dog Banter. So I do want to let you know that I'm concerned for you and advocate healthy relationships as well as proper cell phone etiquette, and if I can be of assistance with either of those matters for you, you give me a call. Thanks very much, and I do hope you get things sorted out. Bye-bye now.
So even Mr. Bill is concerned for our relationship with these cell phones. What he's referring to is once upon a time, we were on a date once, and my aunt called.
Once? Once? Let's talk about my life. Once we go anywhere and you're on your phone all the time. But we walk around here, we're sitting down, gonna have family time. Whoa,
family time
on the phone.
Maybe hey, need to put hey, get on my schedule, get on my calendar, you know, and we'll
put
schedule.
Your damn phone away. I am sick
so
of it.
You're more anti cell phone than anti cell phone in public.
Just phone you on ooh. The phone all the time.
Wow,
for no apparent reason.
I need to turn Absolute Amy down on this brand new Yamaha mixer.
You just drive me crazy with your stupid phone crap.
Saucy Amy tonight. Dr. Bill, we will be sending you a voicemail directly.
Dr. Bill, I don't need any help. My husband needs the help.
I don't need help.
It's like the phone, your hand and skin around.
If you could stitch it to my body,
it
I'm being assimilated.
It has. It's all stitched together.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's grown together. Whatever. Come on, move on. Move on.
You know what? We need to do...
Chop.
We need to do... Since we need to do something fun for Amy.
I don't want to do anything fun.
I don't want to do anything fun. Sure you do.
No, I'm an admiral. I'm not going to have any fun.
Admiral?
In the Navy.
Well, in the first take, you were talking about you were a daughter of the revolutions or something.
You can't recreate these moments, okay? It's not going to happen, okay? That was last night. We can't recreate it.
Mikhail's Navy.
Because I'm an admiral. You shall salute me. Except, I don't think there's sergeants in... They're in the Army and...
You have sergeants in the Navy?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think... You know what?
Lieutenants.
I don't think I have to apologize. I don't think I have... as much village people as...
Okay, we don't need to listen to it. Macho Man. Okay.
Has nothing to do with anything. All right. Let's get back to the subject at hand.
Because this show is so much better than last night.
You know what? Now that you mentioned it, Amy, you're right. I might as well just stuck with the crap.
Who the f*** said that?
I pay my dues. Time after time, I've done my...
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guessed it, What the Hell Did They Say?
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
On the third of the highway, cooing in my air, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air.
Why do I always laugh at that? Rose smell of colitas? Cletus. Cletus smells like roses, I guess. All right, Absolute Amy, are you ready for challenge number one? From our good friend Johnny Cougar Mellencamp. Well, should we pause and reload your wine before we do this?
No, we're fine. It's John Mellencamp.
Well, it's John Cougar, Johnny Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, then
no,
John
just
Mellon.
John Mellencamp.
Then it was Melonhead. Okay, Jack and Diane. That would be. Wow. This is where the whole letter J comes in. All the songs tonight are themed J.
Because it's the letter J tonight.
Yes.
Why did you pick the letter J?
That was just where I happened to point my browser, Amy.
So that's the theme for this evening.
Yes.
As long as you can. Changes come around real soon. Make us women and men.
You want to know what I always think this says?
What?
Changes come around real soon. See us swimming in bed.
Wow, that's pretty good. Because one of the choices is changes come along real soon. Make us swimming in men. Well, here, should we play it again?
As long as you can.
So you could be swimming
making
in
us there. Women in bed. I don't know.
I
never could figure it out. For years, I would replay that over and over.
Did you really? Yes. Changes come around real soon. Make the swimming immense. That doesn't make any sense. Changes come around real soon. Make us primitive men. Swimming in hens. Liberty men. Swear by that man. See, it's got to be a men. Do you know what it really is, Amy?
Yes.
After all these years of your waiting, do you want to know what it really is?
Yes.
Changes come around real soon. Make us women and men.
Make us women and men.
As long as you can.
That makes
changes
more sense.
Make us women and men.
As opposed
wow.
to...
Wow. I was like going, swimming in bed. What the heck is that about? I don't understand.
Well, and that... You know, which one do I have coming up? That's what's here. You know what? Then I'll do this one. This is my favorite. I was gonna save it till last. This actually, I have a keeping with the J thing. This is the Pointer Sisters. Jump for my love.
Jump.
This
for
one.
My love.
This is one just like that where I always thought, and even up till I did this, I thought this is what they were saying. And no, it didn't make any sense. But I'm like, oh, okay, that's just what they're saying. Do I hear it one more time? Okay, I thought they said jump. My kiss is in the ninth gear.
I'll play it again. I think
great,
I
listen.
Kiss is in the ninth gear. In the night.
What do you think she says?
All right. Do you... What?
Well, okay,
give me my choices, because I can't.
My temperature tonight then.
No.
Wait. My kiss is in the night, baby. Well, there's another one. Oh. If you want to take my temperature tonight then. If you want to take my gizzards in the night then. Oh, here. If you want to take my ticket to the ninth jump. So that's kind of like my ninth gear thing. What do you think it says, Amy? Do you want to hear it again?
If you want to take my kisses into the ninth gear.
Well, you started off strong. I have to give you that.
Take my kisses into the night?
If you want to taste my kisses in the night, then.
Oh,
jump.
In the night, then.
Jump.
If
you want to taste my kisses in the night, then jump.
My kisses in the night, then jump, jump. Oh, my love.
That makes a lot more sense
just
than
not a
the
sister.
Ninth gear. I would have. The ninth gear just, Mike. What the hell's. Ninth gear? What? Is it driving a semi?
No, I didn't know.
Big old 18-wheeler coming on down the road. Okay, what? That was my favorite. One of my
Convoy.
All right, we'll save this. We'll do a. This one's not so exciting, but
breaker,
we'll do.
Breaker 19.
This is Pink's Just Like a Pill.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's a loud version. I think I do some volume leveling, wouldn't you? Remember what I said a few shows back about starting low and moving it loud? Okay, this is a two-parter.
No clue.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. So I run. Do you know any of it?
Can you start me out with something here?
I did. So run.
To the middle of nowhere.
Good, because one of the choices was, I run just as fast as I can to the middle of Norway.
Nowhere.
But the last part is where you're going to be in trouble. I run just as fast as I can
to the middle of nowhere.
To the middle of my front seat fears.
To the middle of my frustrated fears.
You got it. You know what I'm impressed with that is when I'm reading, I was reading this doing my ever so formal show prep. This one said, to the middle of my front seat fears. I'm like, and it's literally, I'm reading this off this, and I'm like, oh, but that doesn't make any sense. So yes, it is to the middle of my front seat. No. To the middle of my frustrated fears. That is
what
Pink.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But from Pink, we go rapping.
Oh.
Oops. If I click
Well, I guess we won't be.
See, and now I need to.
Is this another J song?
This is all J songs. This is J as in jump around. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like that's all it is. You ready? One more time?
Yep. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like I've got more rhymes than a bottle's got songs.
You're a winner for a wrong answer.
I'm like, what does that mean?
That's actually one of the choices is I've got more rhymes than a bottle's got songs. I've got more rhymes than Nirvana's got songs. I've got more rhymes than a father's got sons. Or I've got more rhymes than a Bible's got psalms.
That's it.
Yes, so there
wow,
you go.
Wow, I didn't know that it was religious.
Welcome to your religious minute corner here on the Red Boy Podcast. I'm sure Pete from the Board Again Christian will be very proud of us.
And he'll be putting that on, I'm sure. That'll be on his next cast.
There you go, Pete.
On his next cast. Woo!
There you go, Pete. That's your Born Again Christian moment. So, all right, Amy, last one for you.
Okay.
It is.
I'm nervous.
Joker.
Joker. What the hell?
Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love.
So some people call me Maurice because I speak of what?
The pompousness of love.
Or it could be the properties of love.
It sounds like he says the pompousness.
The properties of love. I give you crap about getting away from the mic and then I do it. The prophecies of love.
Okay, play it again.
The hippopotamus
it's
of love.
It's the prophecies of love. I'm sure.
You're sure.
I don't know.
Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompousness of love.
No, it still sounds like he says the pompousness of love.
Well, which brings us.
Some people call me Maurice.
Because
I speak of the pompousness of love.
What the heck is a pompousness?
Well, therein lies a problem, Amy, because you know what? The word actually is pomp. Pomp, it is, because I speak from the pompatus of love. So we're going to go on Google right now.
What's a pompatus?
Pompatus. Google didn't know what the hell it was either, because I think I spelled it wrong. Oh, pomp. Here, please fill my dead air while I do this.
What's a pompatus, Amy?
La, 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 la.
All right.
La, la.
Pompatus. Although Miller claims he invented the word, all of his... Oh. It basically is an invented word, I guess. Okay. Wow. Oh, it's on Wikipedia. I don't think it really is a word. It's really not a word. Okay, you can stop. Stop! Okay. Yeah, don't whistle with these mics.
La, la, la.
And you get New Jack Swing on my next.
You've been listening to What the Hell Did They Say?
Comes, bring friends,
who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
hoot. The party was nice, the party was pumping.
The hottest game to sweep the podcast nation. This game and its likeness are copyright Red Corn Industries, LLC, void in Rhode Island. See you next time here on the Red Boy Podcast for What the Hell Did They Say?
Oh, yeah! Turn it up! There you go. That was What the Hell Did They Say on the Red Boy Podcast.
Now what?
I don't know, Amy. You know, we can do whatever you want.
No, I'm done then.
No. Would you like some definitions with Aussie Tom?
I'd just like to go watch TV.
I'm going to have to beat you.
I told you. I was on last night.
You were on more last night, but I wasn't. It was all discombobulated. Now tonight I'm on and you're asleep.
Nope. I'm being Amy.
Sleepy Amy. Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm
right,
not
boring.
Sleeping.
Stop. Boring.
La, 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 la.
Next word.
Next word.
Maccas.
Maccas.
Didn't we do that word already?
No.
Next word. Maccas.
Maccas.
I'll meet you this afternoon. I'll meet you this Savo at Maccas.
I'll meet you this afternoon at McDonald's.
Next word. Maccas. I'll meet you this afternoon. I'll meet you this Savo at Maccas.
And the winner is?
Maccas is what Australians call McDonald's.
Ding, 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 Amy.
Even some of McDonald's TV commercials in Australia say Maccas.
Cool.
Yeah, going to Maccas.
Because I call
going
it
to Maccas.
Mac Steakhouse.
And so forth.
I wonder if that's where Mac Steakhouse came from. From Maccas.
I've called it Mac Steakhouse for 20 years.
Really?
Yep.
Maccas. Aussie Tom says Maccas.
I like it. I'm going to start calling it Maccas.
All right. Your next word is?
Next one. Servo.
Huh?
Next one. Servo.
Definition?
Sorry, I'm late. I had to stop at the servo.
I think he's going to go get gas.
Next one.
Sorry, I had to servo. Keep it
running. Sorry, I'm late. I had to stop at the servo. Servo is short for service station. It's what we call the place where you go and buy fuel for your car.
Petrol.
We'd also call it a petrol station.
Petrol.
I understand that you folks would call it a gas station.
Matt, you have don't
stop
even...
and buy some gas at the gas station. Something like that, anyway.
Gas station. I'm going to get some gas. I think he's digging on
the gas station.
The gas station. All right, Ozzy.
That's kind of how we do say it, though. I got to go to the gas station.
But I got to think, you know, we think
I got to get gas. We always think, I got to get gas. Get some gas.
Because if you think about it, if you work in the medical community, gas is not necessarily a, you know, nice word or a...
Gasoline is where it comes from.
I know it's a derivative, but...
Not gastroenterologist. Just whatever. I can't... I'm not...
Hold on, I
got to
look that up. Gas... What do you want to be when you grow up, Johnny?
I want to be a gastroenterologist.
Where'd you hear that?
My mom.
What is it, a gastrologist or...
Gastologist? I don't... You know what? That's why I'm... That's why I got a mass comm degree and not a anything to do with a body degree.
It's called gasoline. That's why we call it, let's go get some gas.
It's also called
gas.
Petroleum.
We don't call it petroleum here. Because we have petroleum and petroleum products and petroleum.
Tomorrow I'm going to go to Macker's and get some petro from the servo.
Next word. Sanger. Mate.
Sanger.
Okay.
Anyway, I have no idea. Sanger. Sanger.
I don't know. I want
next
word. Definition.
Sanger.
Definition?
Mate. You want a Sanger?
You want a Sanger?
A
you want
a cigarette?
Sanger? Well, that could be. Sanger, you want a Sanger? Mate. We said mate, so it's going to be a friend who's with you. You want a Sanger?
I don't know. You want a death Sanger. Stick or something? I don't know.
Next word.
Sanger.
Sanger. Mate. You want a Sanger?
Maybe a drink?
A Sanger is a sandwich.
A sandwich.
And in Australia, a sandwich is only made with slices of bread. So
important point.
A slice of bread with filling. That's a sandwich. So... A hamburger or like a sub, that wouldn't be a sandwich. A sandwich is only made with slices of bread.
So a Sanger.
Sanger.
But it's only a sandwich. So like if you go to like Subway.
It's only with bread, honey.
So if you go to Subway, that's a sub, not a Sanger.
Sanger.
Can you have a Sanger sub?
Sanger. No. Because it's only with bread and filling. So a Vegemite sandwich would be a Sanger.
As long as it's between two slices of bread. If you use a sub sandwich type of bread, like maybe an Italian crusty kind of bread, maybe that would not be so much.
Okay, enough with the crusty bread. Moving on. Move on. Where are we at? What are we doing?
We are going to do a little news, Amy.
Where are we at on time?
Amy, you like this song, Amy?
I don't know. Have I heard this song?
It's a mashup we found. I found.
Been a long time. I should have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks you've just left through. Time's up. I'm sorry I kept you shaking this. You keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone solo quiz. So you shake by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow.
All right, welcome to the Red Boy Podcast News Department, as it's so called. We have some naked news this week, Amy. And you know what? I need you to reach over there in my laptop bag and grab that little piece of paper sticking up there to add to my nakedness news. It's just going to make her more sad because I'm making her stand. Oh, you're right. I may have to mix some of last night's show together. You know, I'll be up till 3 in the morning having to remix this show. We have some naked news. Let me see that. You want to do that one? I'll do this one. No. She doesn't know. So the first one is, speaking of naked news, the police find naked man inside cash advance store. South Carolina police say they caught a would-be, mind you, most of these stories start would-be burglar, in the buff. The
why
man was hanging...
Why did they have to do it naked?
Well, the man was, I don't know. They don't really ever get into that.
So like, the
he was hanging naked from the ceiling in a cash advance store, which is like one of those cash check and go type things. When they arrived at the check and go, they noticed insulation tiles and wire, metal bracings hanging from the ceiling and on the floor. Officers say 22-year-old Michael Gilbert then dropped from the ceiling and tried to open the front door and leave. They think he took off his clothes so he could fit through the air vent on the roof. Police say he was wasting his time because the cash advance business doesn't keep money on the premises. So, naked man number one breaks into a store that has no money and gets busted. Do you want me to read that? I know what the story's about. You can read it.
No, I don't want to. You just read it. Whatever.
Naked man number two, who's only wearing his underwear, was arrested Sunday morning after police caught him inside a school, apparently downloading porn. Uh-huh. Okay, can't hear you when you lay your head on the table, Amy.
Uh-huh.
He's downloading porn on a school office computer. Okay, so he's in his underwear in the school, downloading porn.
They work at the school.
No, he.
Why do you go? I'm gonna break into school and download some porn.
8:15 on a Sunday morning, they find this man on the computer downloading porn. They also found a duffel bag, clothing. So obviously he was wearing them at one point. A wallet containing a State Department of Corrections ID, and a bucket that apparently contained, guess what, urine.
What?
So the guy's in his underwear, in a school, on a school computer, downloading porn with a duffel bag that they don't say what's in it, and a bucket full of urine.
I don't get it.
The guy claims to be homeless,
so
yet he has a job.
So he carries his toilet with him?
I guess.
And didn't
want. He claimed that he had left a bar and entered the school's building to use a bathroom.
So he used a bucket.
But, okay, it's one thing if you decide to enter the school because you got to go potty. Maybe I'll let that go. But then all of a sudden when you end up in your underwear downloading porn, I think you're taking the whole bathroom concept.
Like, hey, while I'm here, let me.
Yeah, since I'm here, why don't I download some porn?
Yeah, I'm homeless and I don't have anywhere to hook up my computer to get my porn. So I'll just be here for a little bit.
Maybe
it's Sunday.
Maybe he thought it was a T-Mobile hotspot.
I don't know.
All right, our last news story before I let Amy go to bed and put another train wreck out to pasture.
Okay, what?
Margaritaville comes to the Smithsonian, Amy. And kind of on the same topic.
Someone's naked?
No.
No.
Sorry. You know, I have these internal monologues that just don't translate well to the mic. The National Museum of American History recently acquired the 34-year-old modified soft-serve ice cream machine that was first used to mass-produce frozen margaritas. Because you know what they say, that frozen margarita machine that you give the, not margarita, the frozen Slurpee machine you can give the kids at Christmas, when they get bored of it, next year it can be the margarita machine at Christmas.
I have a little story to tell.
Uh-oh.
I probably shouldn't tell this.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Amy. Why not?
Yeah, I won't tell it.
Why not?
Because Slurpees do make actually the best alcoholic drinks. That's all I'll say.
All you gotta do is just drop a little rum in there. When were you a Slurpee maker? Oh, the Dream Hut. They're not still in business, are they?
I don't think so, but okay. A little lime slushy, add a little vodka.
Shouldn't it be tequila if it's lime?
Well, at that time, I really wasn't into tequila.
You were into whatever you could get your hands on. Whatever we got from the local store.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy. After witnessing tonight's show, I may very well splice in the shows together. Do you have anything else to say for yourself, Amy? What's our website?
I don't know.
RedBoyPodcast.com. Email Amy, AmyRedBoyPodcast.com, or Amy's always asleep on her butt.
Like I said, last night it was a much better show.
I know, but I didn't have music. I didn't have our shows.
Yeah, and so you tried to plan it out, and so now it wasn't spontaneous.
I know. You like to be...
You were trying to recreate things tonight, and it just wasn't going
to
happen.
No, I was trying to do it the way we always do on Thursday night.
Then you shouldn't have said, let's podcast on a Wednesday.
All right. Well, you know what? If you don't like this show, please go back to show like 41. That was a really good show. And flush this one down the toilet. So, yes. Redboypodcast.com, where we have one of those voicemail 206-888-GEEK.
I don't want a pod fade.
Don't fade, Amy.
Don't pod fade, man.
Please stand. Please put up with our learning this new gear for a little while longer.
Don't pod fade, Matt. Man, don't pod fade.
And you know what? I just decided, just because I'm that kind of guy, we'll let this. This is actually a mashup that came from Mashup Town, the mashup of the week.
Don't pod fade. We had no Raymer rants either.
No, Raymer hasn't been ranting. Raymer's like gone
Raymer,
to work.
Raymer, we need you to rant.
You went to work.
I need some Starbucks coffee.
Good morning. See, I do it. I sound like freaking Gomer
Pyle.
Yeah, or the guy from
but man,
Cooter from.
Please don't pod fade.
Amy.
Have you done your homework yet?
Amy, are you out? Please be out. I'm Red Boy, and I'm out. Like a microphone theme, even to MC is my theme. I get hype.